Coach Young has the headset on, and tough to get in front in this kind of game. Houston kind of played comfortably for most of the day today. How'd you see it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just right out of the gate. You know, that's the thing for me that was frustrating. You know, a lot of the stuff that we tried to spend the majority of our prep time on, I didn't think there was very much carryover to start the game, and so we, you know, we fell into their traps both literally and figuratively in terms of kind of what their MO is, and that was the disappointing part because I thought we were going to be a bit more decisive offensively. Yeah, we were on our heels quite a bit.
Did they give you what you expected to get from them?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that surprised me, I mean, I'll be surprised if they hit more than 16 threes in a game, so you know, you have to tip your hat to their shooting. Even that, though, the ones we gave up were, you know, not the normal ones that we give up, so we'll have to clean that up. But, yes, defensively, it was exactly what we thought it would be. And, you know, I thought we just – our ball movement was poor. We got two on the ball. We held it, and then we made the first pass out, and then we held it. And that when you do that against a long athletic team that plays with multiple efforts, it's going to be tough to score.
Yeah, this was a tough one. Obviously, hard to sugarcoat this one. How do you approach a game like this with your team after the game? What do you tell them, and how much do you dwell on today and rather than looking forward?
Yeah, I mean, kind of my message to our guys is just, you know, just trying to build up our internal belief of what we can do in this league. You know, this is obviously one of the premier teams in the league, and so I thought it was a great opportunity for us to come in here and compete. And you know, I was a little disappointed with just kind of the overall bravado of our club. You know, I thought Trevin had it some, you know, just like a swagger about what he was doing out there. So, you know, we're trying to continue to build them up, but, you know, you got to have a short memory. You know, we play Tuesday and a great opportunity to bounce back. And this team, our team has been really good at in terms of responding when we face adversity. I expect nothing less on Tuesday.
Closing comments with Coach Young are coming up. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Clash of the Cougars today here in Houston. UH wins it 86-55. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. It turned out to be a stat the other way this day, Coach Young, but the offensive rebound numbers went in Houston's favor, where you're normally in control of that category. Your offensive rebound rate today was at 24%, which is maybe, I don't know, 10 to 15% up what you'd normally like it to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the turnovers and rebounding is what we kind of keyed in on coming into the game, and they, you know, that blueprint stayed the same for them in a good way for them and bad way for us. So poor execution on our part as it relates to keeping them off the glass. I'm more concerned about their offensive rebounding than I am ours. I thought we did a poor job of, you know, checking guys out off the perimeter that were crashing and, you know, led them to get quite a few multiple opportunity possessions.
Yeah, and their offensive rebound rate was about 15% higher than it normally is for them.
Yeah, and they, you know, I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it like Mark said. I mean, they kicked their butt pretty much in every way.
Yeah, I mean, you have games like this. You've been around long enough to know that, and I think that there's a tendency to be too reactive to something like this. But just in general, you know, when you're coaching a team, how – open are you to fiddling with whether it's starting lineups or we saw Foos and Kaba in together? I mean, how much at this point in the season are you looking at different combinations to address a certain problem?
Yeah, I think that's a hard, you know, like we didn't get very battle-tested through the non-conference, right? So we're having to learn on the fly. You know, we had injuries where we weren't a full team. So, you know, we're still, you know, I'm still tweaking with different things and looking at different things. But, I mean, I'm open to a lot of different, you know, options as it relates to our group. It's tough because you play super well in game one and then you play really bad in game two, right? And so it's we're probably somewhere in between the two of them, and we'll continue to learn about our group and just keep getting better.
Yeah, two wire-to-wire games both ways this week. But, yeah, you hit it. Texas Tech comes into your place on a Tuesday night now. You go right back into it.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about, you know, competition, you know, where you're able to, you know, kind of lick your wounds and get back to it. And, you know, there's no better way to feel better about a loss than, you know, winning the next game. And so that'll be, you know, everyone will be extremely, you know, hungry for that opportunity, you know, led by me. And that's what basketball is. You learn from the good and bad, and you just try to keep improving so you're at your best towards the end of the year.
Houston very much as advertised today for sure. That's 30 consecutive home wins. Not a big building, but a really good building when the team gets going. Houston, that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, good atmosphere. They got going, but you know, they played well, and they play well here, and, you know, they're a good basketball team.
You get them just the once, though. They're not coming to your place. This was it. Got to look at them early, and we'll see how they do in the rest of the league, but they look sharp.
Yeah, they do. You know, I wish they were coming to Provo so we could, you know, avenge this, but hopefully we'll get a crack at them, you know, in the postseason.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this Saturday afternoon.